Charles,
yeah.
What is jazz music?
Well, I can't explain it because it's not explainable. It's a feeling. You either have it or you don't have it.
I'm talking to Ben Mackinnon, the director of the award-winning film Jazztown, and he is speaking to me from the other side of the world in Indonesia. Tell me a little bit about your background as a documentary filmmaker and how that began, and because obviously you're playing music for a long time, and how did this idea come about?
Hey, thanks, Carlos. At one point, somewhere in my 20s, I was at the University of Miami studying drums, and there was a French film festival going on, and no one wanted to go with me. I used to ride my bicycle down to this art house by myself and watch these French films, and it struck me that I was getting such an emotional response from film, and I finally broke it down to the marriage of music and film that was giving me these emotional highs. And at that point, I realized I wanted to compose music for film. I ended up playing in blues bands, jazz bands, rock bands, Latin bands. I did a stint with the Central City Opera as a percussionist in the Colorado Symphony for a couple of their productions. And this whole time, I wanted to compose music. I started to write and compose music for film. And then at one point, it struck me, no one's going to just come to Denver and pluck me out as a Hollywood film composer. So the idea is maybe I should just make my own films.
I'm speaking with Ben Mackinnon, the director of Jazztown on Kuvo Jazz. Ben, in the film, you ask musicians, all the musicians, Charles Burrell and Freddie Rodriguez and Diane Reeves, have you noted, and others, what is jazz?
The inspiration for that came from having read the great jazz drummer Art Taylor's book, Notes and Tones. And I had read that back in the 90s at some point, and I was fascinated. Art Taylor simply went and interviewed his co-workers, people like John Coltrane. Mm-hmm. He went around and interviewed the musicians he worked with and asked them that question, in essence. And when I read that book, my mind was blown to hear Art Blakey saying something different than Miles Davis, saying something different than Sarah Vaughan, for example. And I thought, how can the masters of this one music be at such odds or have such different perceptions of something that in the end comes out to us sounding as one, you know, jazz?
What was your favorite interview for the film then? Obviously, this is about people, and that's what I think really makes the film is their stories. Here's the other thing. You're not just talking to musicians that you didn't know. These are people that you admired, that you possibly played with at times, because you were part of the scene here as well.
Sitting with these people and spending thousands of hours editing them, I was just blown away by all of them. It felt so special to be invited up into the Capitol and have a one-on-one with then Governor John Hickenlooper. It felt great to be invited by Miss Diane Reeves into her home in Denver. We sat in a room together, and the interview concluded with her singing one of her songs straight to me and the camera. I mean, that was magical. And Teresa Carroll just cracked me up. She's hilarious, and she's passionate and vulnerable. And her interviews were, it was pretty astounding how these musicians would open up on such a personal level. The one guy that maybe, to answer your question, Carlos, that perhaps moved me the most was the relatively obscure multi-instrumentalist Ron Bucknell. What made his interview so special was we both knew he was dying at the time. He was in the advanced stages of stage 4 cancer. It was completely thoracic. It was in every organ in his body. And he had chosen to forego any medication. The medication the first thing it would have done was disabled the use of his hands. And he's primarily a guitarist. He wanted to die. He wanted to spend his last days being able to play his music. So when I came over to visit him, he first wanted to make music together and then talk. And he was so inspired and moving desperately quick to get out everything he could because he knew he was going to die, and we both did. And that interview became extremely emotional, almost difficult to do.
How can folks view the film?
Everyone can see Jazztown by going to my website, benmakinen.com, BenMakinen.com. The movie is available on my website for a donation of any amount. Once you send in your email and a donation, I'll send you a link to the film, and you've got access to the full-length 92-minute feature, Jazztown.